2 hours work this evening, neighbor.
I need a lap dance, table 5. Don't get too close. The guy smells like asparagus pee and he's got a hook hand.
You're not a neighbor, you're a pot dealer.
I have a smidge of marijuana down in Mexico. Bring it back here by Sunday night. I will pay you $100,000.
It was way out of my league.
You know, Leo, I gotta say this right now. And maybe this is why I don't know what to say about these movies we saw this week or whatever, because I think I've had a breakthrough now, whatever. You might be shocked by this, but this is the first time I've seen a woman on screen this is the first time I've seen a woman strip on camera and said, "Damn, this movie's gonna be shit."
What? I'm sorry. Time out here. Did you not think that scene was attractive, as force-fisted in as it was?
Well, I think my problem was, is first of all, I don't find Jennifer Aniston that attractive. So when I saw it, I was like,
I'm sorry. Wait. Go back here.
What
did you say?
I don't find Jennifer Aniston that attractive, so...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I guess when I saw
it, I was
just like,
eh.
I mean,
she's
still down on panties. Tia Sakaar didn't even do that, whatever. I was still on that damn screen.
She was gorgeous in this, but, you know what? We're going to get into my problem with that scene later. Hi, everyone. We're here to talk about We're the Millers.
Oh, that's what this was called? I thought it was called something. You know what? It's funny, because... When I went to my screener, I started looking around. I was like, where the fuck is there a poster for this movie? Because I don't even remember what it's called.
Right. And, wow. Man, movies are just, they're hurting me this weekend.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, you know, 4 films, whatever, and kind of forgettable. The 3 of them least forgettable, you know, so I mean.
Yeah. Well, this one hurts for a different reason, because this one's actually, well... The director and writers from Pittsburgh, and
you were a little excited for this.
I was.
You were giving it some not high hopes, but you were hoping that it was going to be good. You thought the premise was decent and everything.
I do. I think the premise is actually really clever.
And I somewhat agreed with you, but then I remember looking at that trailer, and I'm just going to go back to being cynical again, even though I was. But I'm going to go back to being an old piece, cynical P1 or whatever. And I'm going to say that trailer kind of like shit. I'm not going to lie.
I did not think it was... I didn't think it looked bad. I don't think it looked bad at all. I think it actually looked very funny. And this guy, this director, the only other comedy film he has done is a film I really like.
Yeah.
And that's Dodgeball. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think Dodgeball is actually really fucking funny.
So, I don't hate it, but I don't, like, really love it. But I like it, so...
Yeah, I mean... It was a clever, funny little movie.
Yeah,
and that somehow exploded into much bigger than I think anyone anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was like when Ben Stiller was like on the top of his acting cage right there, because he was in every goddamn thing when that came out.
Right,
so.
And it was an outlandish, crazy role, and Vaughn wasn't annoying at that point. So you had that going for you. You had a great little role done by Alan Tudyk that was just crazy.
Well, he did... which I said on the last week episode, the movie that I liked, whatever, was Easy A. That was the movie I really liked.
Yes. And that was a, that is, that's a really solid, that's, you know what I've said about that movie? I've said that's probably the closest we're going to get to a modern day John Hughes movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that actually. I think this movie, that was a movie which why I didn't like that movie with, what was the one with Justin Timberlake and,
Friends with Benefits. I didn't like that either.
No, not Friends with Benefits. The one with, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I don't fucking remember.
I don't remember the name of that shit, whatever. It had Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake in it or whatever, and I was like, yeah, I don't like this.
Oh, Bad Teacher.
Bad Teacher, yeah.
I actually never saw that.
Yeah, you ain't missing much or whatever. I think Easy A was, because it was kind of like one of the, almost on the same premise, just a little bit, just as far as being this little school thing or whatever, and I thought, like, Easy A did it better.
Yeah. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Will Miller's. Will Miller's premise, like I said, I think it's really clever. It's basically, Jason Sudeikis plays a drug dealer who gets called in by Ed Helms, and who tells him, hey, I need you to pick up a bunch of pot for me, and if you don't, I'm going to kill you.
I like how they have, like, the simplest comment. Because, you know what, the first 10 minutes... I don't think I got as scratching my head as much, whatever. The first 10 minutes, I was like, I see the premise. I see, like, that premise you were talking about. I was like, I'm like, okay, let's see where this goes, whatever. Let's get in some crazy hijinks here, or whatever. I mean, because it's supposed to be a raunchy comedy. And I'm putting that in quotes as well, because this is probably the lightest, raunchiest comedy I've seen, or whatever. But because I know that there was a Red Band trailer, and then when I watched the movie, I was just like, I don't even know why they had that Red Band trailer.
Yeah. So he tells him, like, Jason Sudeikis' character is like, oh shit, I need to get a fake family, because I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. So,
Ed Helms was playing the same character he did in that movie with, where they were car salesmen and shit like that, and Ving Rhames was in it, and, Jeremy
Piven. I forget, but damn. I actually like when he plays that type of character, because he's pretty good at it.
I want to say a good sale or some shit like that.
Yeah. But he's actually, for the small time that he's in this movie, he's pretty damn funny. Yeah, but
he was okay to me. I understand if people, because there was one chick in the goddamn theater sitting on the other side of me all the way down at the end or whatever. I said, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. So,
I see why some people were laughing, or even some people thought it was funny. It's just for me personally, on a personal level, I can say this right now, I didn't laugh not once in the film.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't laugh. I'm trying to think back, even in that first 10 minutes, which I didn't mind or whatever, I didn't laugh not one bit in the film.
Oh, I did. I laughed at Sudeikis the most. I'll say that. I laughed at Sudeikis the most, because Sudeikis
to me was the best thing in this.
Yeah, because his one-liners are great. Because he's very clever throughout this movie, but it's a shame because he's kind of the only one that gets clever writing.
Yeah, exactly. Because
except for when Nick Overman and Kathy Hahn come in, because even they got some funny bits.
I hated them.
Really?
when they got introduced, the movie just started getting awkward.
Okay, I can see that. I will say this though: there's a joke where they think that the Millers have a new baby. That pays off. At least for me, it paid off pretty funny. But yeah, so going back just for this simple premise of the plot, he realizes that from seeing a bus that, hey, police are going to stop me if I just go to the border of Mexico alone. But if I go with a family, no one's going to say anything.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I thought the family was holding Jason Sudeikis back, to be honest.
I completely agree with you, but he hires Jennifer Aniston, who's a stripper, Emma Roberts, who's a runaway, and Will Powder, who's this awkward little fuck,
to put it simply. You know what? I'm going to say this right now. Wayne, Dragon and Wolf, Z, my co-host on Throwback Tuesday, and Jennifer, a chick I used to work with as well, as far as doing this, whatever. Jesus fucking Christ, I completely agree with you now on why you guys hate kids in movies. Because I hated this little shit.
Yeah, he probably is the worst part of the movie.
Jesus fucking Christ. I was just like, for some reason, I don't know if it's because now I just realized in my inner self that I'm a bully or something, but I just want to hit him for some reason.
I think it's more of the fact that it just... He has no good lines. He's not funny at all. He's pretty much the center point of why this movie has awkward pacing.
Because I think the film people too, I think they probably believed that he was the comedy in this film, whatever. Because
I think they did.
And I think that's probably why they dropped the ball, because like you said, Jason Sudeikis, we already know it. That's one of the only reasons why I had any hope going into this movie, that was because I was like, Jason Sudeikis, that guy's a great comedian actor. He can do this or whatever and stuff. And that's why I said I think the family was the reason why it held him back, because
exactly. This movie's tone is not even. It doesn't know what it wants to be, and that's its major problem.
Yeah, because he's given those good one-liners or whatever, but then they're so quick that they shoot right to another family member or whatever, and you're looking at them like, okay, this one's being awkward. Now it's like Jason Sudeikis was the only one being normal, if anything.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And it's
just, almost as if they're doing the job. They all know they're doing a job, and they're all playing this as if it's not a job. And Jason Sudeikis is the only one taking this serious.
Yeah, and it's the thing. Like, Sudeikis has like a bunch of great one-liners. Like, there's one where they meet this tattooed guy who he shows him his tattoo where he spells no regrets wrong, and Sudeikis is just grilling him about the fact that how he spelled it wrong and making a bunch of jokes about it. And they're all really funny. But, and it's little moments like that that Sudeikis gets sprinkled throughout this movie, but it's just, everyone else is just not funny.
Oh my god, I was trying to remember what you were talking about, but now I remember that fucking wigger.
Yeah. That, you gotta admit, was hilarious.
I fucking hated that kid.
No, you hated that kid, so when you love the fact that Sudeikis is just grilling his ass.
Man, I just love the look on his face as if he was just looking like, wow, so this is like what kids are these days, whatever. You know, I don't know how old he was in this fucking movie, because obviously he's riding a motorcycle, so he has to be somewhere up in his teenage areas where he's pushing like 18, 19 or something like that, so I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, this is what it, once again, Wayne, Jennifer, Z, I agree completely with you.
On kids and movies?
I used to back that up saying, we got some good kids actors. You know, I'll still say we do, but in this movie, god damn, did I hate the kid actors.
Yeah, I mean, just remember, we still have Chloe Grace Moretz.
Okay, thank God. She's
we still have her.
Carrie and Kick-Ass.
That's yeah, exactly. We still have the performance from The Sixth Sense.
Okay,
We got that for us.
All right, man. I knew you'd bring me back. I knew you'd just
we still got the girl from True Grit.
Oh, okay, you're still going. I like that. All right, so yeah, you bring me back. It's just Lehu, man. I once again, some people probably will find this funny, but for me, when I didn't laugh in the movie, and when I saw this kid come in, I don't know. The first half of the film felt a little more grounded, and then like second half of the film, it felt like it just got more awkward and out of place. And then when this kid came in, I just, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
God help me.
It was one of those. Yeah, it was exactly what it was. God, just help me.
Yeah. What I was thinking a lot about this? Because the trailers for this reminded me a lot of something like Horrible Bosses, where it was a fucking crazy premise, and it could pay off. But the difference between Horrible Bosses and this is that Horrible Bosses committed to it.
And he had Jason Bateman.
Yeah, it committed to it full and through. The whole time, and it did not let up. It was a dark comedy throughout, and the dark comedy jokes were throughout, which made it interesting. And Horrible Bosses was one of those rare comedy movies that actually did throw in some twists. That people,
and, you know, once again, I think the commitment is the biggest key here, because I'm going to tell you this right now. To skip ahead to the ending, I would have gave this fucking movie a see it had Jason Sudeikis got on that fucking trailer and didn't come back at all. I would have been like, ha! Didn't see that coming. Movies to see it right there, whatever. That would have been funny as shit.
I agree with you, because what did you think on the quote-unquote twist with Offerman and... Yeah.
I mean, once it got to the third act, I was just like, I don't understand how this drug dealer could give a two shits... Okay, $500,000? I would give a flying fuck about that family.
Yeah.
Especially if one's a kid that just lives in my place who I gave shit to, the other's some bitch that just walks the street, and the other one is a girl that never gave you the time of the day. I wouldn't give two. I'm telling you this right now, me personally, I don't know how everybody else would or whatever, I don't give a damn if we was on a road trip for 8 hours. I wouldn't give two shits about them if some dude was like, get that here, I got $500,000 I'm gonna give you. Number one, that's the first reason. And number two is, I got almost a fucking van full of drugs. I need to get this shit out of my hands immediately.
Right. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like the movie asks you to sustain your disbelief.
Yeah.
And you just can't do it.
I don't know. Could you? I just couldn't.
I couldn't either. I'm actually with you, because it's like they don't set up that he develops a relationship with them. So...
No, and they still give him shit. So
exactly.
Like,
so it seems odd that he's like, I have to save him. It's like, why?
Yeah, it wasn't more of a like me hating. It was just more of people going like, I don't see why he would do that. I don't see why she would do that. Like the little girl, in the film, she's just like giving him shit. Like, why would you do that to him? Come on. I was like, why do you care? Yeah. I mean, you're just getting money out of it, so you don't give a shit.
Right. It's one of those things where it's just, you can't believe it because the movie won't let you.
Yeah, and then the Jason Sudeikis, he sells it. I think he does convince to it or whatever, until he gets to the third act where it gets a little unbelievable, and he doesn't even give a reason why he did come back, to be honest, or whatever. He gets on his knees and everything. I'm just looking at him like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. So
the other characters in the film, though, they're just playing as if this really was a family vacation. I'm just like, you guys, got almost that shit is life in prison, which y'all got in the goddamn van right now.
Yeah, so I'll say this. Sudeikis had me laughing throughout. I'll give him that. He's really the only one.
Yeah.
So
movie where we saw where they stereotype Mexicans once again.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I will say this though. Unlike you, there are some jokes with the couple that did get me a little bit. Like the quote unquote baby joke. That had me laughing really hard, just at Han's reaction. Cause that was great. And
the reactor shots, to be honest.
because it was one of those things where what basically happens, people, is that one of the bags of pot falls down and they wrap it up like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the Han and so the Jennifer Aniston's carrying it outside, and Han and Offerman ask to see it, and Jennifer Aniston's like, no, you don't want to see it. She's sleeping. And before they go to grab it, she throws it in front of a moving truck.
Mm-hmm.
And Han is just mortified and screaming, and what was making me laugh hard was not that, but the fact that Offerman's face is just blank.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where, you know, like maybe they didn't do it intentionally or not, but it's just both those faces really got me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think, like, you're right. We both agree on the fact that Sudeikis is the best of this movie, and the movie honestly should have just focused around him.
It should have just had him in the film. And been a little bit, like, 10 minutes cut off or whatever. I would have actually probably enjoyed the film as probably much. Just seeing him get into the shenanigans. Because, you know what? I would explain the troubles of having all these drugs on him. Had they been in Mexico longer and just went through some shit down there or whatever with this, and went through crime, maybe I would have enjoyed the shenanigans, even with the bad dialogue we have in the film or the bad lines given to some of the people here. Maybe I would have probably been a little bit more fun, have more fun with this if they would have took more of the Hangover style format of, or Horrible Bosses format for that matter too. And I don't know, just use the drugs as the plot for comedy.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give it a stream it. Mm-hmm. I think there is elements of it that are funny. I think there's elements of it that people could really love. I think to some people this movie could be fucking hilarious, but to me, it's just kind of right down the middle, where there's some funny parts, and then there's some that are just meh.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I mean, because I can see some people, like, well, shit, if people laughing at identity theft and shit like that, then I don't see why the fuck not they can't laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's one of those things where
it's like, you know, we know this is a bad comedy, but we've seen way worse, especially this year.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm expecting if people come out saying, "Oh, this wasn't funny," but I'd be like, "Oh, but you paid 3 times to go see fucking Identity Thief." Okay, yeah,
yeah, and fucking Grown Ups too, you asshole.
Yeah, exactly. So I think my review basically is just on me that I didn't laugh or whatever. I didn't have any reactions to it or anything like that when I was watching. I was like, I see some good parts in here, but I think they're fucking it up, or not even fucking up. I don't think they're handling it right as far as with these characters in here. I mean, the whole, I guess, the Mexican villain, you will, whatever, I was like, wow, that kind of went nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. There really isn't a villain in this film.
I like
there's a threat of one, but there's not.
Yeah, he gets over the border easily. I don't understand. They let that motherfucker in through here easily.
Right.
I mean, I'm almost on the verge of, well, fuck it, just for saying my whole thing with comedy, horror, so it's just, you don't make me scared. You didn't do your job. You didn't do your job. You didn't make me laugh. You didn't do your job. But I don't know. I didn't kind of walk out hating the film. I just didn't like it or whatever. I mean, I'll give it the lowest of low stream. It's probably like high fucking. Can you give it a high?
Yeah.
Somewhere on that. I mean, I have no intention of watching it again because, well, I don't like watching comedies for a second time unless they're really, really goddamn funny because I can see the jokes coming. But I didn't laugh at all in this film.
I agree with you. So, yeah, stream it. I don't even have a joke to end this on.
Oh, the kid is a virgin here. That's the biggest joke in the film.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. And he gets his dick bitten by a tarantula.
Yeah, ha,
ha, ha. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. 16-year-olds are getting laid these days. Come on now.
We have been shot at.
Go, go, go!
Kenny's been bitten by a tarantula.
I can't feel my bingo.
Will you relax?
How about a little music?
A
seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not what God given me. Is it because my life in 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, seldom praising for the sunny day.
Don't